Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You need to go straight through here and make a right wherever you can.
I'm concerned about getting out. We thought we were okay, and then all of a sudden, bam, you need to leave.
I was trying to get into the gas station, then I was trying to get out of the gas station. I had people almost hitting me, running me over. It was insane.
So when we get back, we just have to look at the damage and kind of, you know, pick up from there and try to do what we can do.
Ah, craziness. We have got more rain in the forecast for later on this week. We've got a dam that is, well, it's you know, what is it, about 75 miles from here or so, give or take. We've got 180,000+ people trying to escape, being mandatory evacuation, told get the hell out of here. And those are just some of the sounds. It is crazy. I mean, you don't understand nature. Nature will screw you up, will blank you up. Is the best way to describe nature. It will. And while we haven't had rain in forever today, it just goes to show you when it wants to, it flips the switch and on it goes. And now we've got what? I guess Thursday, another big storm, and we're going to have at least 3-4 days of precipitation straight through. And it's going to be, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. But here's the thing that drives me the craziest. This is the thing. Of course, it's coming out now. What is government famous for? Being reactionary, never being forward thinking, being reactionary. For over a decade, engineers and people have said, look, this thing is, it needs repair. This thing needs repair. It is almost 50+ years old. There are some things that need to be done. And the backup to the backup, spillway one and then spillway two, massive issues there. No. Using sandbags, it needed to be fixed. But then everybody and the politics come into it, right? The politics come into it because while they talked about it for years, nobody wanted to actually step up and do anything about it because it would come out of their budget. Well, it might come out of our budget. Might come out of their budget, might come out of our budget, might come out of their budget. Whose budget's going to come after? I don't know. Now you've got the tallest dam in America that is struggling. And while it has gone underneath that little spillway type thing where if it gets to a certain height, then it spills over, you're looking at a massive storm getting ready to come back in, which is going to cause more issues. And already people are starting to point fingers at each other. Thanks so much for making us part of your day. Text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can also call the program 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Email the program, chat at chadbensonshow.com. And this is always my thing with politics. And no matter what level it is, state level, local level, municipality, your area, or on a wider scale, on a federal, national level, it's drives me crazy because politics and government is reactionary. It's never forward-thinking. The thing about business is, business tries to be forward-thinking. I'm trying to innovate. I want to come up with the best thing that people will use tomorrow. Right? That's what you're trying to do. I'm trying to come up with the widget. I'm trying to solve a problem that people have today. And I'm going to do it. And it's going to come out tomorrow. But the best of the best of the best, think about what can I do tomorrow that you're going to want in your life? What can I create? I see a problem here, and it's not yet a problem, but it's going to be. So I'm going to create something so down the line, when it does become a problem, you won't know it's a problem because I've already solved that. Government waits till something bad happens. Then it's like, hey, guess what? We got a problem. Yeah, well, you knew we had a problem. Well, I knew we had a problem, but, you know, it's the kick the can scenario, right? Look across our state right now. How many cans have been kicked down the road? So many cans have been kicked down the road. Doesn't matter if it's the financial can, doesn't matter if it's the infrastructure can, doesn't matter what it is, read an article over the weekend in the Sac Bee and the LA Times talking about how bad the roads are in this state. How bad they are. He's like, I've been doing this and working here in the state for 30 plus years, and I've never seen the roads as bad. But everybody's complained about it for years. We're always going to get to it. But if you don't have to get to it, you can kick the can, you will. That's like life for a lot of people, right? Life is like that. You'll kick the can down the road. Why do something today that I can put off till tomorrow? All of us are like that to a certain extent. To a certain extent. But the other thing is government doesn't have to because we don't hold them accountable. Like, I'm not holding anybody accountable for this because who do you hold accountable? You've got 20 different agencies staring at each other. So, well, it was their fault. It was our fault. It was your fault. It was this fault. It was that fault. And none of them want to put any of their own budget into fixing something like this. And because of that, we get into a place like we do now where we're looking at God knows how much water spilling over. And what's the likelihood that this is going to get worse, especially with a massive storm moving in the next 72 hours. It's crazy. But this is the kick the can scenario. We kick the can and then we'll fix it when we absolutely must have to fix it. And even then, it's usually after something goes wrong. Something's broke. We got to fix it now because everybody knows it's broke. Of course, in the drought, you didn't know it, right? But when do you put a pool in? You put a pool in the winter. Well, why is that? Because by the time you get everything ready, by the time all the ground gets broke, by the time all that stuff starts to happen, it's April, May, June, and then your pool's ready for the summer. When do you fix your roof? You fix your roof in the summer. Why? Well, there's no rain. Exactly. But you think about it. Because by the time you realize you got a leak, it's too late. And then every roofer in the world is out there doing something. And you're having to wait. And then you got buckets everywhere. For a decade plus. And this is an infrastructure thing. This is California. It's an infrastructure thing. We love infrastructure. Infrastructure means union jobs. Union jobs mean union power. Union power means Democrats stay in power. But it's a budgetary thing. And I love how everything is a budgetary thing. Yet we find ways to pay for everybody's little niche thing, to give driver's licenses to people that are here illegally, to take up all of these wacky causes like let's get rid of plastic bags, or let's make sure that the can or the bottle you have has a tethered top to it. We find ways to take on this crap, but not actually deal with stuff that needs to be dealt with. And if you're part of that 188,000 people, you got to be pissed right about now, frustrated. And then, you know, again, once this happens, we, the public, turn our eyes and say, well, why is it like this? Why is it that this thing, not only was this, you know, this dam in desperate need of repairs, because most people probably had no idea, Lake Orville or the, you know, the dam, how tall it was, how big it is. But why is it that we're finding out now it needed repairs? We're finding out for over a decade people have complained about it. And not only that, but you knew all this bad stuff was going to come eventually. And you still were ill-prepared for it. Why is it? And that's when the finger-pointing gets done. Notice that nobody will be held accountable for this. Notice that nobody's going to lose their job. That they'll now have a reason to ask you for more money. But watch what happens. I bet you nothing. They'll do the bare-bones minimum, and that money will go to other pet projects and pet things that people need. Because in the end, it's about getting elected. It's not about anything other than that. Nobody's dead yet. When a bunch of people die, then you really can point fingers. But until then, it's just property. It's sad. We can kick the can. We can get some more money out of people. It's a great way to ask for more bonds, to ask for a raise in taxes, to ask for all of these things, to take care of our infrastructure. But in 5 or 10 years, when we have another one of these winters, where everything blows through and it's massive and it's big, and then all of a sudden we've got still issues and we find out, hey, we put $4 billion into this thing, but oh, we forgot to tell you, not everything went into something like that. Some of that other money was used for other things. It should drive you crazy. It drives me crazy. I know that. Happy Monday, everybody. It's the Chad Benson Show. The Chad Benson Show is your Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chadatchadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. So much stuff to get to. We're going to get to the Grammys last night. Interesting, political, ratings. Talk a bit about that. We got the Twitter chief doing what he's doing and how tough it must be to work in that White House and the environment right now. You got all kinds of things going on there. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
And we're just getting started.
Whoop-de-doo!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Starting the fourth week of the President Trump reign, and he's got some issues. I think we can understand that. Obviously, his immigration executive order as far as who gets to come and go, I think that's going to get sorted out this week. I think he's going to redraft a new executive order that will spell out in more detail everything that needs to be spelled out there. Definitely an interesting weekend. And here's the thing. People say, well, you know, hasn't he already put that in there? His executive order is what it is. Now, they have essentially added some riders to it, I think is the best way to describe it. They've added some riders to it. The problem is, those riders don't actually carry the same legal force as the executive order itself. So they're not really, even though they're more of a suggestion outside of that. He has to actually have to redraft it all over again, which he'll do this week. It'll be sorted out and away we'll go. Then you got North Korea doing what North Korea, we can all agree that he serves zero purpose. Right? And this is the One China policy. We talked about One China. Everything about China is one. They want all of the countries they feel are part of China as their one. They will not, you know. And North Korea is one of those things where we can say, well, you know what? If you want the One China thing, everything's got to be one. One kid, one China, you know, one ton. Whatever it is, you got it. That's fine. So here's the deal. If you want us to acknowledge your One China, you know, that everything is part of China, then that's part of yours as well. So you need to deal with it. Because now he's firing off ballistic missiles. They're thinking in the next 5 years, he'll have sub capabilities to launch stuff. This guy is using a saber and he's rattling it and he's annoying. And we saw what he did over the weekend as a threat to peace in the region. So if you guys could just get a leash on that dog, that'd be spectacular. If you guys could, the Un. I'm calling him the Un. It's the best way. Uni. He's insane. He's just the worst dresser in the world, too. I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it's like to have that much power. You lose grip with reality, don't you? I mean, it's not all. I mean, yes, he's a horrible human being, but it's not all his fault when that's all he's ever known. He's never had to live as somebody regular. He's never had to go on out there and fight for food and do all of those kind of things. He's never had any of that. That's all he's ever known. I mean, since a child, I mean, he's been treated like, you know, I mean, like this, like he's part man god. That's all he's ever known. So, yeah, I'm sure you lose touch with the reality. I mean, we see it here with kids, right, who become stars or athletes, and they don't know what it's like to be normal because, you know, they got to do everything they wanted to do as a kid. They got away with everything. But he needs to go. And so you look at China and you say that. President Trump has Trudeau in today from Canada. We'll see how that goes. Canada's, you know, let me tell you something. Canada they need us. And there's about 10 million jobs that are directly related to Canada. So that is something to think about. When he talks about destroying NAFTA and doing all these kind of things, there's about 10 million jobs that are directly related to Canada. So tearing apart everything and not having a suitable replacement, as we have seen with the Republicans and Obamacare, you can't do that. You can't, you know. But I think that too is somewhat saber-rattling. And finally, you got Flynn, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who is the National Security Advisor. He lied to the vice president. He's lied to several people about whether or not before he was had taken the job and had been, you know, through everything and got sworn in, he had spoken to the Russians. He had gone to the Russians and he had several phone calls in which he talked about sanctions, this, that, and the other. You can't do that. And the pressure is mounting. And over the weekend, you see it in sports, right? When the owner is asked if they back the coach and they don't say anything, that usually means the coach's days are numbered. Over the weekend, the White House did not back Flynn across the board. And I have a feeling that his days are numbered. Now, who do you find to replace him? Do you call Condi Rice and say, could you back us up for a while? Could you do us a solid for 6 months or a year? Could you? You got to have a suitable replacement. But it's definitely a slap in the face already 4 weeks in. And, you know, you've got your inner circle fighting. And this whole thing seems to be going south with Flynn. You got to get rid of him. You just have to. You can't. You got to do a solid for yourself here and say, sorry, you lied to the vice president. You lied to several people. We can't have that here. How can I trust you again? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. CHADBENSON, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text the program 323-538-2423.
323-538-2423.
It's the
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Happy Monday, everybody. Watching Trump, fielding questions from the audience, talking about immigration and the raids. I don't know if you've seen the ICE raids that are going on. And this is a perfect example of using the media in different ways. Using the media in many different ways to get a point across. We're seeing ICE raids everywhere, right? ICE is coming. ICE, baby. No, not that. Not Vanilla ICE. How awesome would that be, right? Like, that's a reality show right there. Vanilla ICE, your immigration enforcer. He's like, stop. Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm about to ruin your day. Sending you back across the border. Hey. I mean, that would be hilarious. No, that wouldn't, Chad. That's rude. Is it any weirder than Steven Seagal actually having a show where he's going out pretending to be a cop? No, don't think so. But you're seeing ICE raids. And it's on the, you know, LA Times, SACB, New York Times, Drudge Report, CNN, Yahoo, Huffington Post, all the things. It's everywhere. Oh, my God. It's like he's really doing it. He's enforcing it. Well, he's using it to his advantage, yes. Saying I'm keeping a promise. But if you talk to ICE, they're like, we're not doing anything we didn't do under President Obama. Everything is that we have surges of raids that happen throughout time. We do them. We did it under President Obama. There's not been an increase in them. There's not been a decrease in them. It's the exact same levels. But because we're seeing it, one president chose to not want to talk about it. That was his dirty little secret. He'd rather just bury his head in the sand and not talk about it because he knew how that would be frowned upon by the left. This one This president, he chooses to talk about it. Look at me. I'm tweeting out stuff. I'm doing stuff. Told you I was going to do it. This is what I'm doing. He's not doing anything different. He's not. Not doing anything different than President Obama did. It's just being reported. Using the media for the power that you need it to work for. And the media is also using itself in a way that it can go out and it can gin up the kind of, you know, activism and excitement and followers and readers by reporting on it when it happened before, but nobody talked about it. It all depends how you look at it. Remember, President Obama was the great deporter in chief, they used to call him. Well, why is that? Because he deported far more than Bush did. Yes, but the difference is Bush didn't count the numbers of people caught at the border and sent right back. Where he counts the number of people that were caught at the border and stopped and sent right back. So those numbers were skewed. Everything is, it's a depending on how you look at things scenario. And this president is using that to his advantage for his people, for the people that he promised that he was going to do these things for. This is what he is doing. So no, there isn't an uptick in people kicking down doors and arresting people and taking them away. There isn't any of those. The perception is there is. And we've seen this in life, right? Like, how many people nowadays are terrified to let their kid go to the park and play by themselves because we fear the kid is going to get snatched up by a weirdo in a van and taken away? Like, that's what's going to happen. The weirdo's coming. It's going to take our kid away. We can't let our kid play outside. Can't do this. It's just perception. The media plays up something. We think about it. The reason that the media does that is because it's like everything else, it's somewhat entertainment. You got to bring eyes to your site, to your news, get the clicks, get the likes, get the views, because that's how you make money. So many different ways to look at stuff. He's using the media. He has used the media tremendously well at times, and the media likes the fact that he is who he is. Like, make no bones about it. If the media tells you any different, that they're, you know, they're not happy that Trump's in there, maybe from a political standpoint as an individual, but from a money standpoint, from a standpoint of, you know, eyes on the prize as far as this thing being entertainment as much as it is news anymore, hell yeah, they're happy. This guy is a soundbite a day. This guy is keeping you busy. This guy's getting you clicks. This guy's getting you views. This guy's getting more eyes on the boob tube. This guy is all of that. They don't want him to go anywhere. Phil just sent me a, it's in Politico about the, if you go to Labrokes, which is a big betting thing on, you know, Trump impeachment and how the odds aren't very long. You don't get long odds. They think that Trump's going to be impeached within 6 months or a year. You don't get long odds. Or he'll resign. I don't think any of those things are going to happen. I don't. He's not a quitter. And that guy just doesn't know how to quit. That's just not going to happen. And B, I just don't think, look, the Democrats can go after it all they want. They can scream and yell, and they have every right, I think, at times to be a little pissed at the way some of this stuff has gone. But this is also, you know, turnabout's fair play. You did the same thing. You bitched, whined, and moaned that you're being treated unfair when Obama was in there. Republicans did the same thing. Everybody's going to scream and yell because they're not getting the way they want. That's par, you know, it's par for the course of this world. Especially politics. But I don't think he's going to be impeached, and I don't think he's going to resign. I don't know if he's going to do 4 more years. That's something that's very fair to say. I don't think he's going to do 4 more years, and I wouldn't want to be the Republican that has to come in and go in behind that, because I think that's going to be a nightmare. Because if he's saying, I'm done in 3 years, he says, you know what, this is it, I'm doing a year, and then I'm done, you know? I've done my 3 years. I got a year left, and then I'm not running for re-election. Yeah, chances are there may be somewhat of a mess, and that may not be something you want to come behind. You might walk Elizabeth Warren to the White House at that point in time. It's crazy. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. We read a cool article in Salon.com about California. It says an independent California isn't that wacky of an idea. And it says political scientists suspend their disbelief to explain how succession might play out in the Golden State. What they're doing is they're suspending the reality of all the stuff that you have to do, right? California is obviously left of center, left of the left at times, right? And we are the sixth largest economy of the world. We're the most populous state. We are definitely the big cheese when it comes to a lot of things as far as our country goes. But the reality is, and for all the people who think secession is a wonderful thing, the truth is just, you know, you don't think about all of the things that would have to happen. First and foremost, if California was to secede, let's look at that across the board. So you've now seceded California. We are our own country. Are we going to have infighting and maybe a civil war between North, South, the Republican strongholds in certain areas? How California is going to govern itself? All of a sudden you're telling Californians, oh my gosh, we got everything we want. We have our own country and we're going to have our own president, and we know now that's going to be run strictly as the left-wing side of the thing. How about all the people that are here on the right who believe in, you know, the Second Amendment and things like that? Are you going to come take away their guns? Well, you're going to have a fight there. Secondly, how do you defend yourself? Because now you've said, I don't want to be a part of America, so now you have to have your own army, your own Navy, your own Air Force, your own Marines. How do you protect yourself? That's expensive, kids. Now, who's your trading partners? Because you've pissed America off, and I doubt they want to hang out with us anymore and be trading besties, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably not. Oh, and then from there, we know how you feel about open borders, so now you've got the world coming to your country, and now they have to build a new wall around California, Nevada, and the whole nine yards all the way up through there, up into Oregon, because you know what? We don't know who's coming into your country, and we don't want them coming into ours, right? Oh, yeah, I never even thought about that. Well, what happens to all that federal money that we do need? Because last time I checked, didn't Brown say that we need this? That it's going to hurt us? If we don't get it, could throw us into dire straits? Little things like that. It sounds good. Oh, my God, we're going to be independent. Think about this, though. Unwinding yourself from all of the things that you would have to do as a country to unwind from California and the United States, for them to unwind yourself. Oh, Obamacare. We're trying to unwind ourselves from Obamacare. They're talking about 18 to 24 months. Look at Brexit. They're still trying to get out of Brexit. And in the UK is its own. You got England, you got Wales, you got Scotland, you got Northern Ireland. And they're still having issues. It's crazy. There's just no way you could do it. And the last time I checked, when a group of states wanted to leave, there was a little thing called the Civil War, and about 700,000 men and women perished. And there's one other thing that people have to think about. If California leaves, Texas is going to say, well, we're going to leave too. If they're not staying, we're leaving. Why is that a big deal? Because California wants to be the first, right? They want to get out of here. America knows if they let one go and others want to go, it's going to be a domino effect. It's just not going to happen. I applaud the effort. I do. Good for you. But the truth is, it's just not going to happen. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Call the show as well, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Wrap it up straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. I'll take it. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up
on this Monday. People were texting me about my little story last hour about I took my best friend's 5-year-old daughter to a father-daughter dance. She calls me Uncle Cheese. And people were saying, what kind of dance was it? I said, it was just a dance. I said, some girls, they were like, you know, like they were going to prom, you know, had like really cute dresses on and stuff. And I said, some girls, you know, like 11, 12, 13, they looked like they was going to the club. They were going to the club. And I'm like, okay, that's what you wore, right? You looked in there, you're going to the club. There were a couple girls, I mean, they couldn't have been more than 11, and they had like 6-inch stiletto heels on. And I'm like, what? I'm like, get back in the house. That was my kid. Get your ass back in the house. Sorry, this ain't the club, all right? When you don't live at mommy and daddy's house, you can dress like that. Until then, you're going to the dance. The dance is called Under the Sea. That's it. You get on an airplane. Look, everybody's ever flown. It's always thought, I wonder what are my pilots like? Well, United airline pilot was removed over the weekend. Supposed to be the pilot piloting a plane from Austin to San Francisco. She was wearing street clothes, and she went on a bizarre rant about everything from politics to her divorce. And boy, people were a little frightened, but take a listen to some of her craziness.
So I'll stop, and we'll fly the airplane. Don't worry, I'm going to let my co-pilot fly it. He's a man. Okay? Okay, if you don't feel safe, get off the airplane, but otherwise we can go. Okay. This is all set up. Okay, come on up. All right, so I purposely offended you. Did I offend you? Okay, so did I purposely offend you? I did. The answer is yes. So, but I didn't, okay? And this guy here.
Just insane. You worry about stuff like this, right? Because remember the German wings? You worry. I mean, you know, if you think about this, you don't know who these people are. They're entrusting. You're in an aluminum capsule 37,000 feet above the ground, right? Still thinking to yourself, well, I know theoretically how this works, but are you sure there's not magic involved in the way that this thing takes off and lands in the whole nine yards? There's no signs up there. I know we've got navigation, but as a human being, you think some of these things. And you've got a person who goes on a rant about her divorce, who rails on politics, and people are tweeting out. So, y'all, I'm shaking right now. I just left my at United flight 455 because the captain's demonstrating that she was not mentally in a safe place. Several other people, both men and women, saying that this person shouldn't be on a plane flying it. And I love that. He's a man. No, you've got some issues, ma'am. You do. You've got some issues. And I think you need to get that dealt with before you decide, hey, the best action here is me flying around 150 people on this aluminum tube. Because what if I decide, yeah, today's the day and the time is now for me to say goodbye to all. That German wings thing, I'm telling you guys, you know, you don't know who your pilot is. And if you don't know who your pilot is, I understand. You know, we've all worked with people who are a little bit out there. And she went on a rant. They eventually removed her and they've apologized. But that is not that is not something you want from your pilot. The breakdown. Was it a guy last year, Producer Phil, the dude who got... I think his was more of, I'm over life and I'm over the way this crap is going and I'm done. The deflated the thing and then slid down it.
Oh, yeah.
But that was more, I'm pissed at you and I'm over this crap.
Maybe
right?
That's why
I've had enough of you.
Maybe that's why my flight was canceled on Friday.
Maybe. That could be it. India. Getting ready to perform a surgery on an Egyptian woman. She's on a special liquid diet. Her name is Iman Ahmed Abd El Atai. She weighs 500 kilograms or 1,100 pounds. She's not left the house in more than 2 decades. That's not 2 years. That's 20 years. That's half of your 4-score. She's 37 years old, so she hasn't left the house since she was 17. She's only been fed liquids. She'll be doing that for the next 25 days to help her lose 50 kilograms required before they can begin operating. Only after all the diseases related to obesity are brought under control and she loses weight, can they finally decide to operate? I, as a human being, you know, I work out 4 or 5 times a week. I'm going to go straight from here, and I'm going to go, you know, run for a couple miles and do some swimming, lift some weights. I try to keep myself. I'm 46 years old. I'll never be 25-year-old Chad again. 22-year-old Chad played soccer for, you know, 8 hours. That's not happening. But I will tell you this. I can leave my house, right? Like, if your pants fit every day and you're feeling okay and you can breathe without putting, you know, normally, and you're not sweating when you're putting your shoes on, that's a good sign. But how somebody gets to this point in their life, it's always boggled my mind. Because if you can't leave the house, and you haven't been able to for 2 decades, somebody's bringing you food. Did nobody have the cojones? Maybe they ate the person. I don't know. Chad, I'm just saying. I'm so hungry. The last courier that came here, I ate him. Sorry. But you wouldn't think she's that fast, right? She's not that mobile. You could sit on the other side of the room and say, maybe you need to cut down. How about that? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. She probably has a thyroid problem. I'm kidding! We know she doesn't.
The Chad Benson Show.